All right, let's talk about the laboratory a little bit before we actually get into the meat of it today. Right away, I have to say that several of you are in violation. You can never have any food or drink out. So it's not okay to just put it on the floor. You have to either put it in a bag and keep it there the whole time, or you can put it into the... This is drink only, no food at all. But if you have drinks, you can put it in the shelves. Just don't forget to take it when you're done. Also, as long as you go over to the shelf, I'll allow you to drink from it. But you can't be anywhere else and drink from it. This brings up another thing, which is that you all have to do the safety thing, which is a quiz nowadays. It's done on Canvas. Has any of you already done it? Okay, you will be withdrawn from the course, so it's pretty strict. It's a pretty stringent penalty if you don't do it. Therefore, don't forget to do it before you come in again. At the latest, the night before the next lab. But it'd be better to do it tomorrow or even tonight. It's not hard, but you legally have to do it, or I can't allow you to stay in the class. Another thing safety related is that I can't allow you to have open-toed shoes here in this room. Today will be the only exception if there are any of you. But from now on, if you don't want to wear closed-toed shoes all day, then bring some, because it's also a pretty strict penalty. The quiz for that day will be a zero if you don't. So it'll be like you didn't even show up. And like I already talked about, you don't want to waste any points. So as it gets warmer, that can be hard to remember, because you're more likely to wear open-toed shoes. Just don't do it in this lab. The rest of the safety stuff, though, is pretty straightforward and covered in that safety quiz that you need to take through Canvas. Don't forget to do it. Everyone hear me okay? All right. That is, by the way, because of the volume at which I'm speaking. I'm used to speaking loudly. Most students aren't. So when you interact with me, speak just as loudly as I am so everyone can hear you, including me, most importantly. We're looking at the same syllabus here, but I wanted to talk a little bit more about the points that you're getting in the lab. There's various categories, as you see here. I already talked about the fact that the lecture exams are the hardest things to score well on. Well, based on scores, the second hardest thing... Well, I don't want to even say they're the second hardest, because I don't understand why the scores are so low. But just based on score, the second lowest scores, maybe even first. For some people, these scores are even lower than lecture exams. Those are the laboratory quizzes. And the only thing I can figure out about why this is true is that people blow them off, or they blow off preparing for them. A quiz is just a little test, so treat it that way, by which I mean prepare for the quiz for a lab exactly the same way you would prepare for a lecture exam. It's just not worth as many points, but that still means listening to my recordings. I'm not talking about the lecture recordings from upstairs. Each week, including this week, I will make some recording, and although it's not exactly the same as it was for what I told you on the lecture exam, meaning it's possible that a lab quiz could include something more than what I just say on the recordings, still, most of it comes directly from my recordings. And the only thing I can figure about how poor some of these lab quiz scores are is that people don't bother to listen to the recordings each week. Don't do that to yourself, because a term's worth of bad lab scores can be enough to ruin your final grade, making it impossible to pass. All right, so treat the lab quizzes for what they are. They're little tests. Well, there are some number of them. Approximately 14 is what I have written there. I say approximately because it's up to my whim. If I want to, I can say some week or weeks, we're not going to have a quiz today. But never expect that. This is the only exception. Today is an exceptional day for a few reasons. One is that we're not going to have a lab quiz. So you're not getting any points for being here, but it's important that you be here. You should expect a lab quiz every time we come to lab from now on, though, even if we don't. You're not going to know until you get here whether there's going to be one, so expect one. All right? The lab quizzes are exactly at 14:30. So just like you don't get any points for attendance if you come in at all late, you'll get points for a quiz if you come in late, depending on how late. But the penalty is severe, so avoid it. You're already on campus, or you should be because you've attended lecture that day. So make sure you get to this room on time because the quizzes will start exactly at 14:30. And if you're a couple seconds late, that's 10% off. When it hits a minute, that's 20%, and then 10 more percent for every minute. So that can drastically cut into your score, all right? Don't let that happen to you. But anyway, there's up to 14. There won't be more than 14, but I don't know exactly how many there'll be. If there are fewer, however many there are will add up to the same value I have right here, which is 13% of your total grade if you do include attendance. All right, so that's a big batch of your final grade. That's why it's really makes sense to prepare for each quiz by listening to the recordings. Now, as far as the topics are concerned, most of the questions, and by the way, there will be a variable number of questions, even though each quiz is worth the same amount, they don't all have the same number of questions. I think probably the average number of questions is 8, and they usually take 10 minutes at the beginning of the meeting. There are different types of questions. They're not all multiple choice like the lecture exams are. Some of them are, but some of them are just short answer, whatever. As far as the topics are concerned, though, the vast majority of those questions will be from the stuff that we did in the previous laboratory meeting, which is why listening to the previous recording is so important. Right? I'm not going to ask you for raw data or anything like that. It's major concepts. Those are the things that you have to know coming in for the day. But there might be one or two questions in any given quiz that is about what you're going to be doing that day that you haven't done yet that will start after the quiz, which means you can't come in clueless. All right? That's the intent of those. Those won't be nearly as specific because you haven't done that stuff yet. But if you did not at all read about what you were supposed to do for that day, then those will be hard for you. Therefore, come in prepared. Well, there's another way that is taken care of as well, and those are for what are called pre-lab quizzes. So don't confuse the two kinds of quizzes. A laboratory quiz is one that you do here in person, starting promptly at 14:30, those ones I was just talking about. Those are the ones that the scores range from horrible to perfect. It's a huge range. Okay? And they can make or break you just by themselves. The pre-lab quizzes, as the name indicates, are also quizzes, but you never do those in person. Those are online through Canvas. They're already up there. So you need to follow the laboratory schedule that's on the last page of the syllabus I showed you. And those have a strict cutoff deadline. They will disappear. They'll become unavailable promptly at midnight, the day before the laboratory meeting. So don't come close to that deadline. Get them out of the way at the latest midday the day before, but ideally even before then, just to get them out of your mind. All right. Well, the pre-lab quizzes are also they're twofold. First of all, they're a batch of easy points. So maximize those. They help you. But they're also designed to keep you from coming in clueless. The reason coming in clueless is so much of a problem is because you work in groups. And it's a pain in the ass if the person you're working with doesn't have any idea what you're supposed to be doing today. And then you have to explain everything to that person. So don't do that. For the sake of the other person, but also for the sake of your grade. All right? There's a pre-lab quiz for most weeks, but not every week. You have to look at that laboratory schedule at the end of the syllabus to figure out. Well, you can also look on Canvas. On Canvas, there is an assignment schedule to know whether you have one for that week or not. But don't forget that it's the night before you have to have it done by. Any questions on that? Those, I think, all allow you two tries for. So maximize those points. Take the extra couple minutes of your life to take it twice and get 100% on each one of them, because they're answers that can easily be looked up in the packets that the information comes from each week. There's no laboratory manual anymore. We used to require you to purchase one. Now we'll be giving you packets 1 week at a time. So there's one to pick up right now. Let me see what this is. Yeah, you should each get one of these before you leave, but you don't have to have it right now. And that's because I go rogue on this first week compared to all the other instructors. All the stuff you have sitting out, I'm not going to do this today. So just ignore the stuff that's sitting out. Don't leave, though, before you get one of these handouts. That brings me to the second reason why today is unusual. Usually I have a mini lecture in lab before I let you loose on whatever the activity is for the day. It's usually fairly short. Today there is no activity. Your job is to listen to me the entire time. So it's a long lecture today for lab. It's strictly me speaking and you writing. Don't think that because it's a lab and not a lecture room, you shouldn't be taking notes. That's the other way to score well on the quizzes. All right, so pre-lab quizzes and lab quizzes. Oh, there is one exception to the pre-lab quizzes. I told you they were all on Canvas. The one that is the metric system, so-called pre-lab quiz, is the only one that you do on paper and hand in. And I can't remember whether I have copies for that or not. I might have to post that today or early tomorrow morning on Canvas so that you have it. Anyway, it's not a pre-lab quiz, obviously, because you're handing it in after the lab. I'm going to be talking about the metric system today. So it's the only one, even though it's in this batch of so-called pre-lab quizzes, that you actually do after the lab. And it's the only one you hand in on paper. You hand that in as you come in next week. All right. Then we have three reports, laboratory reports. Now, don't freak out about these. I don't know whether you've done laboratory reports in other science courses or not, but these are not formal, full-blown reports with materials and methods and so on, the various sections of a proper scientific report. They're called reports, but they're simply answering a number of questions from the packets. So you won't even see those until we get to the appropriate part of the term where you're doing the activity that you're writing the report on. There's only three of them, so for most weeks you're not writing a report. But for three of the meetings, we're doing an activity that you have to write a report for, or you have to answer questions for. All right? Don't even worry about them until we get to, they're all three different because they're for different activities. And when we get to those activities, I'll explain more about the reports. But notice their values. They get more valuable as we go. So the first one, which usually is the worst because people don't know what to do on the first one. They kind of get used to them after a while. Thankfully, that's worth only 2% of your grade, but then they go up from there. And you'll have some time after you'll have some number of weeks or days at least to hand these in. These are also submitted via Canvas. All right, so no paper copies of any lab reports. Don't give me anything. You have to do these in Word. If you hate Word, that's fine with me, but you don't have the excuse of not having access to Word because every enrolled student gets free access, which is why we're using Word. All right. So if you don't have Word installed, you can get it. And there's a link on the Hoffman site, I think, to do that if you need it. But Canvas is set up so that it won't accept anything except a DocX document. So use Word to make your answers. There will be some graphs involved. I'll talk more about this in detail when we get to them, but just realize now that you can make your graphs by hand, but you're only submitting one document and everything has to be in it. So you have to take a picture of anything you do by hand and put it into the Word document and then submit the Word document. Okay? Just keep track of the due dates, which I don't have memorized, but they're on Canvas. Three of those. And then the only other thing for the laboratory, the only other thing we haven't talked about is the laboratory practicum. A practicum is a practical examination. And I don't know whether you've taken a practicum in another course or not, but it's different from a typical examination in that you're not just sitting there writing answers on a form. And a practicum is practical in that you are interacting with stations. So this is a comprehensive examination for just the laboratory stuff, not the lecture, that you do in your last meeting of the term in here in this room. It'll be before the final for upstairs, but it'll be the last thing in this room. So you can kind of put that out of your mind a little bit for now. I just want you to realize that it's there, and it's 5% of your grade, so it's a big chunk. It's the only test you'll take in here. Well, let me just start that sentence over and say that I don't write this practicum. I write the other questions for the other things, but for the practicum, that is a kind of a standardized thing. All instructors have the same practicum. And, you're not used to my style of writing on my exams anyway yet, but you will be. Just don't expect the practicum to be written the same way my lecture exams are. It's written by someone else. But it will cover the entire term. And so these tables will serve as different stations. You're not staying in one place. You're going from station to station, looking at something or doing something with something that's sitting out at each station. But each station has to do with one of the meetings throughout the term. All right? Now, the reason this is important at the moment, even though you don't have to worry about this until later, is that it might seem strange to you that you don't get points each week in here other than your quiz, which you're done with right at the beginning. 10 minutes into the day, you're done with the points that you can get. Don't be tempted, though, to just say, well, I can leave now. You can't. It's important to know, to go through with the activity, and to, more importantly, know what you did and why you did it for two reasons. One is that the week after that will feature a lab quiz that demands you know what you did. So it's important to, even though you're not getting any more points after the week's quiz, know what you did for the activity following the quiz so that you can do well on the next week's quiz. But also, after that quiz is done, don't put that out of your mind completely, because you have to study all of the week's material for the practicum at the end, if you make it that far. Any questions on that? Okay, just realize it's there, but we'll talk about it later. Now, what did I forget to tell you that you care about, if anything? Nothing? Okay. Let me make this a separate recording.